have you seen from Michael Floyd's development in a short time here?
He's worked really hard to try to get up to speed. So there's a lot to make up. There's a lot of time to try to make up, but he's worked pretty hard at it. So it's been good to see, you know, his commitment, and you know, hopefully, you know, he can go out there and play confident and, like all of us, try to go get a win.
Is it the timing? Is it the language, Tom? What would you say was the biggest challenge for him to catch up to speed?
I think it's a lot of things. I mean, it's, you know, we're here so much over the course of the offseason, training camp, you know, talking about every detail and every play. And it's just, you know, to try to rush that is tough, but, you know, you have no choice this time of year. So just try to focus on, you know, the things that, you know, he's confident in. And, you know, we're just trying to, I guess, speak the same language. That's kind of what it comes down to.
Tom, I'm sure you realize it's been 4 years since the Pats won in Miami. What is it about Miami? Is it the temperature? Is it the mojitos? What is it down there that makes it tough?
Well, I think we haven't played very well, so that's been the biggest problem. It's just our ability to play two good halves of football. And, you know, we didn't do it last year. We didn't do it the year before. It's a tough place to play for one reason or another. We had a streak there for a long time ago. I think we broke it like in 03 or 04 where there was a lot of years we didn't win there. And then it's just been a tough place for us to play for some reason. So I don't think it has, you know, I don't think it's the weather. I don't think it's, you know, Miami Beach or anything like that. You know, I think Dolphins, they always have challenged us, especially down there. So it'd be good to go get a win in a tough place.
One thing, eliminating rain and sleet and snow and all that stuff. You like 35 or 75?
75 was pretty good. Yeah. Yeah, we were out there today, as you guys know. So, you had that nice bubble we were all staring at that none of us were in.
Speaking of Floyd, can you tell instantly that a guy's a veteran and that he knows what he's doing aside from the technical stuff?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's a big part of, you know, we've had a lot of guys come here who have been veterans, who have played a lot of football and played in the NFL. And there's a big part of that, too, that you got to gain confidence in. You know, when you're a rookie or a second-year player, you know, so a lot of guys who have been playing in the NFL for a long time. And I think, you know, veteran players who know that they can play, they know the speed of the game, they know, you know, how challenging it is on a week-to-week basis. So, you know what efforts to put into it every week. So that's part of it.
But there have been guys, veteran guys like him, who have come here and just it didn't work, whether it be learning the complicated playbook or whatever. Are you already seeing signs that he's coming up to speed?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to make, like, predictions, you know, because I think that sets the wrong expectations for, you know, a player. I mean, I think they're just – we're going to have to all wait and see. And I think, you know, for all of us, it's just how well we can all communicate, how well we can all – be on the same page. I mean, I need to be able to anticipate and throw the ball with confidence. And, you know, it's they got to run routes with confidence. And, you know, I think it's rather than predict, I think we just got to go do it and see how it goes.
So I missed practice earlier this week. I'm just wondering how important rest and recovery are this time of year especially.
Yeah, every time of year it's important. And I think you know, you only had – you know, this time of year, it's just the games are just, they keep coming. So, you know, I think for all of us, you know, you just got to take advantage of when you're in there. And if you're not, you know, you got to try to still stay sharp. So, but it's challenging for everybody.
So having missed the first four games, do you feel fresher? Is your body in better shape? Do you feel more prepared for the playoffs in some way? This is a benefit.
I said before, I don't think it's a benefit, you know, missing games. So I always feel pretty good, you know, going into these games. So, you know, it's week 17. I think everyone feels bumps and bruises. But, you know, I'm excited to go try to, like I said, go win a tough game. So thank you, guys.